As we are in this segment, I want to go further now. And when we talk about Islamic infiltration into the United States and Europe, we've talked about the Saudis having owned over 90% of the mortgages of the over 3,000 mosques in the United States. They are big on the ground here, don't follow quite the same strategy as the Iranian Shias, but the goals, I'd have to say, are the same because they hold to the same book, the Quran, and the teachings of Muhammad. But I want to come down and focus now on, if we could, the United States and have John, I want you, if you could, to give us your perspective that if you, as knowing what you know, knowing what you know about terrorism, what you just described, you got to define the term, know who you're dealing with. If you were to, again, you have the platform here, the microphone here on Standing a Gap today. If you were to identify the ideology that's the most dangerous to our republic and why, who would it be? And if it is, in fact, Islam, why is that? And if it's not, who is it?
Right. Well, I would say this. You've got two movements in the United States primary. There are a lot of different movements, and we have a lot of different enemies. You could talk about the North Koreans. You can talk about Iran as a nation state. You can talk about economic warfare from China, threats, the geopolitical threats from Russia, and how we may or may not work together or work against them, all of that. But the two primary counter states or movements in this country is the Marxist movement and the Islamic movement. I think the greatest danger comes from the efforts between these two movements to bring about the destruction of the United States, of our republic. And these efforts happen on multiple levels in our society. We are being attacked financially. We are being attacked practically, physically, through jihad attacks, through the physical assaults of the Marxists, the destruction of our towns and cities when they burn things down and create violent uprisings as we've seen across the country. But primarily it's the destruction of our founding principles, the destruction of the family union, the destruction of the foundation of law and government based on the law of nature and nature's God. All of that, that is the most dangerous, because without the republic, everything else doesn't matter, quite frankly.